This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado doctors are warning that patients will lose health care and rural hospitals and community health centers could close if congressional Republicans pass cuts to Medicaid. CPR health reporter John Daly.
Dr. Mandy Swanson is a family physician in the 3rd District. It spans western and southern Colorado. She worries patients could get sick and some could die if their care is cut off. She urges concerned Coloradans speak out via calls, emails, and visits to local congressional offices.
You are allowed to talk to your representative. They need to listen to you.
A spokesman for Representative Jeff Hurd says he doesn't support Medicaid cuts, but he did vote for a key budget blueprint that's a step towards cuts. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Senator Michael Bennett met voters in Colorado Springs Thursday at Harrison High School. He had other town halls this week in Greeley and Golden, and at all of them, voters asked Bennett, where does the Democratic Party go from here?
I do think the Democratic Party needs to think very hard about how we lost to this guy twice. The Democratic Party, I think, has been very unresponsive to the concerns and worries of working people in the United States. We might have the rhetoric, but we haven't really delivered very much for a long time.
Some people asked Bennett to support removing Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Bennett has been critical of Schumer, but so far has stopped short of saying the Democratic leader should step down. The zoo in Colorado Springs is ranked the 2nd best in the nation, according to this year's poll from the USA Today. The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo came in just behind the zoo in Omaha and ahead of the one in Columbus, Ohio. Cheyenne Mountain moved up 3 spots from its ranking last year. At the zoo today, visitors can bring their dogs, but they advise that dog tickets are limited. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs in the 50s this afternoon. Should be warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.